tonight to Nanny. Tell fast talking Fanny. We gonna pitch a ball down to that Union Hall. We gonna romp and tromp till midnight. We gonna fuss and fight till daylight. We gonna pitch a wing and doodle all night long.
Broadcast, Black Sheep Broadcasting Network. Kodiak hanging out at the board on the other side of the thermal pane glass. And here is a voice from the past, Janet Vogel.
Hello.
To what do I owe this pleasure?
Well, you sounded bored.
No. Oh, you nailed it, Janet. You nailed it.
So I thought I would give you a call. How you doing?
You know, I am I'm having a slow day, one of those days when nothing inspires me, and I'm not going to blame it on the weather, because I actually like this kind of weather. I'm a cold weather, rainy day kind of guy, so I can't even blame it on that, but there's nothing in the old noggin today, nothing.
I don't know, I'm ready for some sunshine.
I know, you're a sunshine person.
Yeah.
You like the warm weather? Yeah.
I don't like it real hot.
Oh, you don't like
somewhere
it real
hot? Somewhere in between.
Okay. Yeah, I'm one of those guys who I could easily live with what we had in March.
Nah, San Diego, perfect weather.
Yeah, see? San Diego, however, if you're a weatherman, they have 15 seconds devoted out of their 30-minute news broadcast. 15 seconds are allotted for weather.
That's
versus,
right.
I think Dave Dahl gets three and a half minutes.
And he needs it.
Yes.
Because it certainly changes around here.
There's only one other city that has 15 seconds allotted, he told me, besides San Diego, and that's Honolulu.
That would make sense.
Yeah. What are you doing tonight?
What am I doing tonight? I'm sitting around my house hanging out. And
where's that dog of yours? How come I can't hear him?
He's sleeping.
Oh.
You know, he could sleep 20 hours a day.
What's his name again? W something?
BW.
BW.
Yes. Bruce
BW.
Wayne. Bat ears. Yep. Cute little guy.
We've had some people calling tonight trying to get rid of some dogs and haven't any takers. You're not looking for a pit bull by any chance,
No.
Oh,
okay. No. My cat would leave home. That would be
and I brought a dog into the house recently after years of there being a cat, and the cat took charge immediately and let the dog know who was boss. And to this day, the cat dictates what part of the house the dog is allowed in, what sort of behavior once in that part of the house the dog can have. It's a fascinating thing, and the size difference is dramatic. The cat's about 7 pounds, the dog's 50.
Doesn't work here.
Oh, okay.
And they're about the same size. I think that has something to do with it.
So you're not a get out on Friday night and light up the town kind of person, huh? You used to be kind of a bit more on the gotta go out have a drink side.
Yeah, still recovering from surgery, so.
Surgery? Oh, the hip.
Yeah.
The hip. So are you completely immobile?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope. I'm back to work part-time.
You're working part-time.
Working part-time, running around, and, you know, but still tired.
Hey, Janet, would you be interested at all in giving out, or don't you want to, give out that web address? Or would you rather only do that to people who specifically request it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, because I have periodically, when people have called, said, well, I do have this web address I can give you, but I never knew how limited you wanted to.
Okay. Rather not over the air.
Okay. Hey,
but
what's going on in the background there?
What? Oh, clock.
Oh.
Grandfather clock.
You know, I had a guy call me today who, because I had said it was coming up on 9 bells, meaning 9 o'clock, he corrected me, telling me that, no, at that point it's coming up on 2 bells, and at 10 o'clock it's 4 bells. But at 8 o'clock you can say 8 bells.
Hmm.
And apparently it's all sailing terms. So from now on, when I come up to 9 o'clock, I'm coming up on 2 bells. And when I'm coming up on 10 o'clock, I'm going to say coming up on 4 bells.
Okay, then.
It may confuse you folks, but apparently the whole bells thing comes from the Navy, and the proper way to do it would be 8 bells at 8 o'clock, 2 bells at 9, 4 bells at 10. Sorry if it's confusing. I want to be legitimate. You know who this guy was?
Hmm.
Of all the people in the Twin Cities, who do you think would call and make me correct this?
Had to be a relative. No, I have no idea who.
Clark Griffith. Of his dad's Calvin, former owner of the Twins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, calls me up to correct me on this.
Pretty good.
So you're doing okay,
I'm doing real good. In fact, that's one of the reasons I called. Well, first of all, you know, we're approaching the anniversary.
The anniversary, the 5th of June.
That's correct.
And the anniversary of Don Vogel's death 6 years.
6 years ago.
6 years ago, and the 5th is going to be Tuesday?
Yep.
Six years ago Tuesday, Don died.
Yep. I'm not going to be available to call you that day, so I thought I would call you today. And
well, I'm glad you did.
Don, of course, will always be a huge part of my life.
For those folks who do not know by my saying Janet Vogel, this is Don Vogel's, what do I say, widow?
Mm-hmm.
I never know if that's a term people like. For the last, I guess, few years, you have hooked up with some people, haven't you?
I haven't the last couple of
last
years.
Last couple
of
years.
You know, the first couple of years I did.
Okay. And Don died on June 5th, 1995.
Correct.
It was a Monday?
It was.
And about 2 weeks after his last show? He finished on a Friday,
right.
three weeks?
Finished on May 19th.
And did the show as long as he could after being diagnosed with a terminal case of cancer. Did it up to a Friday night and then left the air. People didn't know he wasn't going to come back. And he ended up dying on a June Monday. I remember it well. And that was, in many cases, the first people knew that he was sick, which is the way he wanted it.
Yes, it is.
And never has there been, I mean, I don't know anybody who would have done radio, first of all, after getting the diagnosis, second of all, through all the pain and through all the weight loss and the illness, he did it right to the end. That's the way he wanted it. And when I asked you about it the last time I saw you, I said, why did Don do that? And you just said he loved radio so much. And I found myself just spending a lot of time thinking about that, just the idea of loving this medium, this profession, that much. I mean, it was a profound statement of how much of a perfect marriage his life and radio was.
Oh, you are correct on that.
Yeah, I mean, just like no two things have ever been more made for each other before. Yeah.
No, I mean, he dragged himself in when he could barely drag himself in, but when he got on the air, you'd never know it.
Yeah, he'd do those hours and then damn near collapse afterwards.
Yep,
yeah.
That is correct.
Well, I am.
And I know there's still people out there who remember. Well, I wanted to tell you something else. Don't hang up on me yet.
No,
you can't get rid of me quite
yet.
All right. 6 years ago, I never would have believed this, and I never would have thought that I'd be twice blessed, but I have been. And I'm getting married in September.
I knew you were going to all of a sudden get this flash. You are getting married when?
I'm getting married in September.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Janet.
I've been dating a wonderful, wonderful man, Terry, for almost a year. And one of the things Don said when he was sick was, you know, I hope you find someone someday. You know, I want you to find someone, you know, to love just as long as they're good to you. He said, that's all I care about. And
I am so happy.
Very lucky.
I have not met this man, but you talked to me about him last time.
Yes, I did.
The only thing I'm afraid of is that you're thinking of this crazy idea going off into the woods and living in some log cabin down south here. Please tell me that that isn't part of the deal.
Oh, down the road.
Okay. Well, that is wonderful. September.
Yep.
All right. Well, that is great.
So we are.
I'm really, really happy for you. That's wonderful.
Well, thank you. And I just wanted to share that with you and those who still remember.
Yeah, and people always, always, I get a call or some mention in a letter or something off the air or something on the air. People still are just walking around town. The name Don Vogel comes up as often now as it did in the first year after his death.
Yeah.
It really hasn't died off.
And that's wonderful.
At all.
And that, you know, that warms my heart and always will. I mean, you know, Don will always be a part of my life.
In fact, there was a guy, Janet, and Don would have loved this. We were playing a lot of Dylan tonight, and there was a piano player who played on Blood on the Tracks and on that album. I ran into him at First Avenue the other night, and the first thing he does is he comes up to me and says, his name was Greg Inhofer, played piano on Blood on the Tracks, comes up and says, boy, that Don Vogel, he was the best, wasn't he? And, so, you know, I mean, Don would have just loved that. But the first thing he brings up, you know, is Don.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was great for a guy like that to just come up, and the first thing he wants to talk about Don. It's been 6 years. I'm glad you reminded folks, too, about that anniversary Tuesday.
Yeah, it's always, you know.
It's good to remember.
It's bittersweet.
It's bittersweet, and as long as we're remembering dates, July 1st is his birthday.
That's right.
Want to celebrate that
that's
one,
right.
too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Janet.
Well, you are very welcome.
I'm so glad you called. Good to talk to you.
Thanks.
I hope to talk to you soon this summer. Let's hook up.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's Janet Vogel, the widow of the late Don Vogel. Great woman. Don had his wisecracking match in Janet, and his witty match in Janet. They were a funny pair together. My favorite story: the first time I went over to their house. They're both blind, in case you don't recall that. And of course, no reason to flip on a light. So as the day wore on, and it got to evening, and got into the late hours. I didn't know whether it was something you're supposed to say or not as a sighted person, whether you're supposed to say, hey, we get a light on in here. It was fine when I first got there. It was the middle of the afternoon, but by nighttime, we're just sitting around in the dark. No problem for them. That's the way it is every night. But for me, it was very odd, and I don't think I did say anything that first time. But it's just strange sitting around three people, and I just remember that and thinking, well, what's the protocol here? Do I write Miss Manners on this one? Are there even light bulbs in any of the sockets? This was my first visit. I don't know what the hell was going on. It was pretty funny. I think they made fun of me later for it pretty good. What the hell time is it? Good Lord, I think we got to do news. Let's go to Howie!
Cloudy, 53 at the talk station, AM 1500 KSTP. Nurses at two Twin Cities hospitals are awaiting the results of a contract vote. Strikes at seven others were put on hold after unions and hospitals officials reached tentative deals early this morning. Nurses there will vote tomorrow on the offers. The underage drinking charges against President Bush's twin daughters have turned into a family affair with their grandmother, former First Lady Barbara Bush, chiming in. The 19-year-olds have been cited by Austin police, and the president's mother, Barbara, drew some laughs when she poked a bit of fun at her son and apparently the girl's drinking incident. Mrs. Bush was at a function in Indianapolis Thursday night.
And now to see that same fella that I used to drive around in Little League carpools and I used to yell at to please pick up his room, to see him as president is truly amazing. Although, he is getting back some of his own.
Investigators are looking for help identifying a man who walked into an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting in Milwaukee last week, collapsed and died. Reporter John Byman reports from Milwaukee.
The medical examiner has some leads, but so far no identification of the man. He walked into the meeting and asked for help. The group took him in, gave him some tea. That man apparently donated his last possession at the meeting, a dollar bill, which he put in a collection plate. He then fell forward and passed out and died later at a hospital. The medical examiner's office says it appears alcohol played a role in his death.
It looks like it's a possible alcohol withdrawal seizure-related death. The man did have advanced alcoholic liver cirrhosis.
Eileen Weller is with the medical examiner's office in Milwaukee. No one at the meeting knew the man, and his fingerprints don't match any in an FBI database.
Joe Bender's Channel 5 forecast, scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, down to 47.
Howie.
Partly sunny, 68 on Saturday. Sunday, partly sunny, increasing clouds and 68. It's cloudy and 53 at the talk station, AM 1500, KSTP.